Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Did you know there's a renewable source of clean energy right in your mouth? Bruce Logan, professor of environmental engineering at Penn State University, is developing the biomedical power of saliva.
Renewable and clean forms of energy are one of society's greatest needs. Even more urgently, 2 billion people still lack adequate sanitation and the economic means to afford it. As an environmental engineer, I am always looking for new ways to redirect natural processes so that they can serve as economical and sustainable sources of power. I've developed several methods for harnessing energy from naturally occurring bacteria that produce electricity when they decompose organic matter in water. Many liquids are potential power sources. In previous research, I demonstrated that human, animal, and industrial wastewaters could be used to produce electricity while we simultaneously clean the water by removing the waste materials in it. Because 5% of the electricity produced in the U.S. is used for water and wastewater, from pumping to treatment, bioelectrochemical devices called microbial fuel cells become sustainable power sources on a large scale to produce electric power so they can help reduce our carbon footprint and save money. We recently showed that this idea of energy capture using microbial fuel cells could also be applied on a microscopic scale. It turns out that your mouth houses a great source of energy in a liquid form, your saliva. Human saliva contains a lot of organic matter, and so it can serve as the fuel for bacteria that make electricity. Powering miniature devices using just a little saliva could enable new uses of ultra-low power electronic chips for many applications. The biomedical field alone has several possible applications for these tiny microbe-powered machines. For example, a woman might be able to predict her ovulation by monitoring the conductivity of her saliva, which changes 5 days before ovulation occurs. That change in conductivity could trigger a response sent from a spit-powered chip and received wirelessly to a cell phone. Who would have thought that we could run the next generation of microdevices and sensors on something that literally costs nothing?
That was Bruce Logan of Penn State University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.